HPR's Kuve Hirishi was on hand for a legislative briefing about the situation with the financially troubled Sandwich Isles on the eve of a federal court auction for its assets. She joins us this morning with the update. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Yes, so Sandwich Isles Communications, for those who might not have remembered that name or haven't seen it in the news recently, this was the once exclusive licensee to operate or to offer telecommunication services to Hawaiian homelands. Mainly, I think what started out in the mid-90s as a desire to reach some of the more rural communities that are homesteaders that did not have access to telecommunication services, internet, and whatnot.
Right, and the idea was that these were remote rural
areas.
Exactly,
that would be maybe harder to serve, but also more expensive for the traditional companies that were in operation at the time. So the idea at the time was that, okay, we'll start this new company to serve these communities. But and what had happened is what would be done through the, I think it was the Universal Service Fund under the FCC, under the Federal Communications Commission, this money that would be taken out of our, you know, our telephone bills and our internet bills would go a little bit on each dollar would go towards this fund to serve rural communities. And that money would be given then to Sandwich Isles Communications to serve this particular group of people. Over time, we have seen, I think the founder, Albert He, was found guilty in 2015 of federal tax fraud for embezzling some of that money, about $2.75 million. He had docked as business expenses were actually personal expenses, and so he did his time in court, but that in prison. But that whole situation is sort of unraveling right now.
Right, because the FCC took some steps to cut off the gravy train, because these were federal funds,
right?
And you know, he did pay his time. He was released from jail, but the concern was what he paid, what he used the money for, right?
Right.
There were
right.
Like $90,000 in massages,
college and tuition for the
right.
kids. But all of that, the knowing all of that happened, the Sandwich Isles Communications is still operating. They are still serving homesteaders. About 3,600 Hawaiian homelands beneficiaries have service with Sandwich Isles Communications. But Sandwich Isles Communications is also a party to two federal lawsuits or ongoing active cases right now. And so the uncertainty and one of the motivations for legislators wanting an update on what's going on is because of the 3,600 Hawaiian homelands beneficiaries who are uncertain about the future of their service with these two court cases going on. So I wanted to kind of update folks. Ryan Kanaka'ole with the State Attorney General's office gave the official update on the cases. We should say that the Department of Hawaiian Homelands and the state are not parties to the lawsuit. This is in one, Sandwich Isles Communications is being taken to court by the federal government for about $129 million of unpaid loans and debt. So that's one case. And then in another, a bankruptcy case for a, I guess, a business partner, if you will, Paniolo Cable Company, owns the infrastructure, the undersea cables, fiber optic cables that Sandwich Isles was using to deliver its service statewide. The Sandwich Isles is also, I think, in debt about $250 million to Paniolo Cable Company. So the recent auction that you were speaking about was to auction off some of Sandwich Isles' assets to pay for that $250 that it owes to Paniolo Cable Company. And so Kanaka'ole, who I mentioned earlier, was giving legislators an update on not only the auction for Sandwich Isles, but a possible auction for Paniolo Cable Company as well.
In this past December, the bankruptcy court entered a judgment against Sandwich Isles in favor of the trustee, and there was a judgment lien for over $256 million against Sandwich Isles Communication. To collect on that $256 million judgment debt, the trustee for Paniolo petitioned the bankruptcy court for an execution sale on some of Sandwich Isles Communications assets. Now, again, Sandwich Isles Communications and Paniolo are two separate companies. They have, you know, different assets. As for Paniolo's assets in this bankruptcy, that those assets are also set for bankruptcy sale.
So what makes this sort of something to keep an eye on is that those assets include that undersea cable, fiber optic cable network that either Spectrum or Charter Communications and or Hawaiian Telecom can bid on once up for auction, which would mean greater infrastructure for those companies.
And I know there was concern by the U.S. Attorney's Office that these different companies were really part of his family, right? There were connections with his
right.
His
so
kids.
Technically, Paniolo Cable Company was owned by his children.
Right.
On paper. So there is that as well. But it sort of seems to be this debt that everyone's trying to collect on that is keeping these companies wrapped up in court proceedings.
So what was the line of questioning then from the lawmakers about what's going to happen?
Right. So Senator Maile Shimbukuro, head of the Hawaiian Affairs Committee, had posed questions because she had been hearing from her beneficiaries or her constituents, beneficiaries of Hawaiian Homelands, that the service wasn't quite up to par and that they wanted to get out of using Sandwich Isles and maybe getting Spectrum service as well.
I mean, if Sandwich Isles hasn't been paying Paniolo and Paniolo is the one providing the infrastructure, and if Sandwich Isles is being saying they haven't paid $129 million to the federal government, then I can see why there's probably not people answering the phone, and that, you know, if there are cell towers that are supposed to be operating, they're probably not operating, and this just seems like it's just like a complete, you know, fiasco.
Good word.
Right, and that was probably a funny hearing. Mm-hmm. So that was actually a breath of sigh of relief for a lot of folks who were very tense. I think, update on what's going on because of all this uncertainty. But the Department of Hawaiian Homelands did have their new deputy director, Tyler Gomes, in on the hearing to reassure legislators and constituents or beneficiaries of Hawaiian Homelands that they are keeping an eye on things. They are not party to these lawsuits, but they're trying to keep an eye on things. So whenever any sort of transition does happen for the services, that home centers might not be affected by that.
We have no reason to believe that communication should be interrupted, but I would say that we are making every effort to keep an eye on the situation, despite not being a party to it, in order to prevent any possibility that service is disrupted.
So right now, it's figuring out what the outcome of both of these lawsuits will be, and I think that's going to have a bearing on the future.
Right. I mean, I recall doing stories years ago, and the biggest complaint was, you know, why are we paying more money for slower service compared to, you know, what they could get with the cable companies in the areas, let's say out in Kapolei, where it was available.
Right.
And for a long time, DHL couldn't really answer that question until they got a judgment, you know, clarifying that situation. And I know Hawaiian Telecom, I think, was kind of waiting in the wings, but they're in the middle of a sale, too, so lots of uncertainty.
I think we'll see more of the other companies coming in to take to offer the service to the other homesteaders as Sandwich Isles Communications and Paniolo Cable Company kind of start to phase out.
Okay, something to watch because it's big money we're talking about, big money.
That's
for
right.
Everybody. Thanks so much.
Mahalo.
We have been talking with HPR's Kuvei Hiraishi about the latest twist with Sandwich Isles and the concern about the federally subsidized service on Hawaiian homelands.